What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Warriors have another left in them.
Oh, they got bangers, like side of the backboard bangers.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
That's too soon. Stop.
That's if they make it to the backboard.
Oh, God. You know what's not as good?
You know, they used to be that quote, nothing but net, nothing but foam.
Oh, no. Well, it's not much better for the San Francisco Giants. But make sure you are subscribed to the Garlic Fries and Baseball Guys podcast, because Sam Lubman, Joe Shasky, and occasionally Steven Rizzotto have the best Giants talk in the world. Giants continue to have bullpen drama, but on the bright side, shout out to Killers, Elliot Ramos looks like an all-star again. Make sure you subscribe today wherever you listen to the podcast. Giants fall 2-1 yesterday. Corbin Carroll doing his best Anthony Edwards performance, just taking over yesterday. Two home runs for him, a sick catch out in the field. As the D-backs are now 22-20, Giants fall to 24-18 on the season. But Verlander's still searching for that first win, right? Still winless? Not that the win like means a whole hell of a lot anymore for pitchers, but the fact that Verlander, one of the greatest pitchers of all time, does not have a win on the season yet, and we're at May 13th, it might be a little concerning.
He's pitching way better than that, too.
Really?
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Yeah. Okay. Last couple starts.
I'm legitimately asking.
Last couple starts, he deserves a win.
Okay. Sure. Fair enough. He's getting quality starts. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah. I mean, unfortunate offense or unfortunate bullpenning, and yeah, he's trying.
You know what, maybe it's just bad luck for Brandon Pajemski too. He's trying out there in his first ever playoff run. It's been a struggle for him.
Joe, you're gonna learn this about me. Like, I'm obsessed with the transaction, like everyone in sports.
What transactions are we obsessed with?
Well, I'm just writing down all the players that I'm going to link myself to with the Warriors come this offseason. Kevin Durant, Drew Holiday.
And while Giannis, right? Just put Giannis.
I'll get there. I'll get there.
Okay, right.
While I'm calling on Drew and Jaylen Brown.
You know the series isn't over yet. They're only down 3-1.
I understand that, but I'm always looking ahead.
Sure.
Giannis. Even if I have to take Dame, I'll do that. I'll add that in the package.
Throw Anthony Davis in there. Why not? Just throw him in there.
Anthony Davis, sure. And the number one overall pick.
Yeah, just throw Cooper Flag in there. Why not?
Yeah. I mean,
LeBron? Maybe, hey, LeBron, you know, put him there. Who knows?
Yeah, put that.
Lucas? I mean,
like, if you just want to know what I'm going to be doing, it's trade machining out over the next 3 weeks.
Oh, my God. We did that the entire summer last year.
Joe, this is what I'm
doing. Do it again this year.
No, please.
Give me
God.
A one more time. Sam, you sound like a serial killer.
Oh, my God.
We're going to talk about nothing but Warriors free agent rumors.
No,
that's wrong. Giannis, watch. It's going to happen.
More forward to Giannis watch or Brock Purdy contract watch this summer?
What's going to happen first? It's just, can Verlander get his first win? Maybe that happens first.
Who do you trust more? Game-winning drive in the rain, Brock Purdy?
Oh my God, we're not doing
that. Or Brandon Pajemski.
Or a wide open three from Brandon Pajemski right now.
Give me Brock. Is like a downpour or like a light drizzle?
The threat of rain. Just the threat of rain.
Oh, the L's have been really bad.
Well, Brock could just hand the ball off, you know.
Oh, the L's have been really bad for the Warriors, for the Niners.
I heard they're still trying to trade Brandon Ayuk.
Oh, God. Just.
I swear, I'm not even making this up.
Who gets traded first, Brandon Ayuk or anyone on the Warriors?
As we're on just craziness that's happening in sports right now, just let's just play. We'll get back to the Warriors in a second.
The good thing is Mikael Williams looks sick.
In rookie camp.
The fourth pick in the NBA draft goes to... the Charlotte Hornets.
Perpetually. The
music is so great.
Picking third will be the Philadelphia 76ers.
Yeah, they need a break.
The second pick will be made by the San Antonio Spurs. And that means that the number one pick in the 2025 NBA draft goes to the Dallas Mavericks.
Are you serious?
It's the most... rigged thing I've ever seen.
Sound courtesy of ESPN, NBA. There you go.
It's so rigged. You're smiling.
Panned to, who was on the panel yesterday?
Well, Daryl Morey was like in like shambles.
Yeah, I would be too. Bob Myers and Jay Billis were on fire yesterday. Just laughing at the absurdity.
Jay Billis faking shock, like, oh, what a shocking turn of events. Like, come on, Jay, come on.
Well, Bob was basically saying, hey, I hope Nico could, you know, actually leave his house now at this point.
No. Just because the commissioner gifted you the number one overall pick for trading your best player to the Lakers for the league. Like, no, that's ridiculous.
This was Nico's plan all along.
Well,
it might have been the league's plan all along. It wasn't Nico's.
Real quick on that.
Nico's smarter than you.
If Cooper Flagg does turn into like a baller, though, like, he can come away from this thing.
That's like Kyle Shanahan saying, like, we knew all along Brock was the better quarterback than Trey. Even though we traded three picks for Trey Lance. It's like, no.
Thank you. Did you get a Trey Lance reference today? Thank you. Pay the over. All right.
Just because you found a way to make it work doesn't mean it was by design.
Again, I said it.
If it's stupid and it works.
Keeping up with the Kardashians was more real than what took place yesterday in the NBA. That was the absurdity of it all.
Anthony Davis got traded from New Orleans to the Lakers. They did not have the worst record in the league.
Not at the time.
They won the number one overall pick.
Remember, New York wanted it. I think New York was like the worst team, and they wanted him back.
Okay. All right. Yeah. It's ridiculous. Okay. LeBron coming out. Cleveland did not have the worst record in the league. You knew they were going to win that lottery.
Yep.
And then they ended up not having the worst record in the league the year that LeBron left. And what did they get? The number one overall pick, and they got Kyrie Irving. It just happens to happen this way. Right. Got it.
I don't know.
I'm so tired. I'm so tired of the Spurs continually winning the draft, too. I mean, like they've been top three for how long? It's ridiculous.
Right. Well, they also got Andrew Wiggins, right? The Cavs? Like, they got the Wiggins and they traded him, flipped him for Kevin Love.
And don't forget Michael Bennett.
Anthony Bennett.
Thank you. Michael Bennett was the pass rusher.
Yeah, he was. He was actually good. Brian, Palo Alto, how you feeling, buddy?
I'm good. All good. They weren't going to win the series of that stuff. Like, that was obviously a pretty unrealistic thing. But, yeah, very disappointed in Draymond, in Potts, in Moody. That's three-fifths. You add Steph, that's four-fifths of the starting lineup that sort of turned their season around.
True.
And they are a collective zero on the court. And, you know, yeah, I mean, does this change what we think about them moving forward? Like, to me, is Pods, you know, they always talk about a 16-game player versus an 82-game player. Like, this is a pretty big shot across the bow for Pods to be this awful. It's bad. It's not good.
And Moody's,
I mean, at least Pods is
in the playoffs.
At least Pods is on the court. Moody's just unplayable. Oh. He can't even hit rim. And then Draymond, I said he could handle Randall, which, by the way, was an awful take on my end. And that is one of the things about me. I am able to adjust to new information. And unlike the stands that are doing victory laps about Kuminga as we go down 3-1. But, he's been terrible in the series defensively. Like, embarrassed by Julius Randle, he should be embarrassed.
Hey, Brian, real quick, Brian, do you think that Jimmy Butler's getting a pass at all for that performance yesterday?
I think since he got hurt, I think it's been an uphill battle for him. And he's played, you know, he was playing through some stuff that a lot of guys would miss weeks for. And so in that manner, I do give him a little bit of a pass with Steph out, that he can't go to playoff Jimmy on an every night basis. Game three was the game, you know, we could have won and we didn't. I felt like that was the end of that. But like, yeah, like to me, Pods, Moody, a lot of things are on the table this offseason. They need to get better.
BBA, you know? Would you agree with me here? 2 points. First point, there's just no way in hell Draymond can take on the same exact role he did this year and expect to be some version of efficient and ready to roll come playoff time. Like, he needs to embrace that Iggy role where he's the situational closer and you're managing his minutes 18 to 25 throughout the year. Would you agree there? Point one.
Let's bring Iggy off the bench so he can start turning the ball over to the other team.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get that off. Let's get off that off the bench.
Yeah. Well.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I mean, like, the other part is, I mean, I don't know. I don't know who they get, but whatever they decide, getting older than, like, let's say 31 years old, it should not be the move this offseason.
No.
Like, if they're going to get anyone, I know Giannis makes a lot of sense. He's 30. But, like, they need a young thoroughbred to be the 1A to Steph's 1B. Would you agree? Or vice versa?
I don't think they don't have the assets to get Giannis, right? So I think, like, a guy like Cam Johnson, right, a guy that's going to score 16, 17 points and who's going to make open threes instead of, like, Pods doing his pump fake and then driving in and running into a big guy and doing another pump fake and then passing it out for a shot clock violation. I think, yeah, we need guys that are not able to shoot when they're wide open and could actually, like, conceivably make a shot on the roster. And we have, right now, Buddy Hield and Jimmy Butler are the only people that are not terrified of shooting. And that's, yeah, it's pretty simple stuff, right? It's not going to cut it. The fact that they've been as competitive as they have, with that being a true statement, is pretty incredible. It's not a great endorsement of the Timberwolves. I guess this is it, unless Steph plays in game five, which doesn't look like he will, or the T-Wolves just go cold like they did in game one. Anyways, guys, have a great day. You're doing great.
I don't even know if I want Steph to play game five. Well, like, that's kind of where I'm at psychologically.
Well, he was supposed to be out that game, right? I mean, he's going to be reevaluated tomorrow.
Yeah, I think he told Mark Spears, like, it's not going to happen.
No. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, Ford. for America.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Dave Musial, owner of Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric. And this is our biggest sale ever. Buy a new air conditioner or furnace and get 72 months interest-free financing and up to a $4,000 system rebate. Plus, Four Seasons guarantees to beat any competitor's price by up to $1,000, guaranteed. Call today for your free in-home estimate and same-day installation.
For all the right reasons, call 866-4-SEASONS.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.